Okay, so thank you for joining me for the second part of my story. As I said in my last episode, I'm sharing three parts to my story because each part of this story has a different meaning for me. So expat parenting abroad was born from a real need. Women were moving across the world and trying to hold families together while losing pieces of themselves. I understood that deeply. The groups that I were running, they filled. The conversations were rich. The work mattered. But something else kept happening. Women were not only talking to me about settling into a new country. They were talking about purpose, about identity, about the part of them that wanted more. And more often than not, that more looked like starting a business. They would say, quietly at first, "I have this idea," or "I think I want to build something of my own." And I found myself leaning into those conversations. We would talk about positioning, about what problem they were solving, about pricing, about structure, how to structure something that was sustainable. We'd map the offers out properly, not just emotionally. These conversations, they lit me up. But then when my dad became unwell, in what would become our last real conversation, he told me to think bigger. It was classic dad. Direct, loving, and challenging. But after he died, I went back to my own coach. I knew there was something more here. I knew I was circling something that I wanted to expand. And Amel and I, we went deep together. Not into the aesthetics, not into the surface level branding, but into the positioning, into the clarity, into what I was uniquely placed to do given my background and experience. And in 2022, the Leap to Lead was born. It was not just a new name. It was a strategic repositioning. I stopped trying to fit my work into a neat box. I leaned fully into the truth. I'm a business-minded leadership coach. I understand operations. I understand financials. I understand what needs to be built underneath the visible parts of a business. Look, I'll be really honest. That pivot felt risky. There were moments that I questioned myself. But it also felt aligned. Businesses evolve. We evolve. The key is not avoiding change. It is making sure that change is grounded in clarity rather than fear. If you're feeling that pull to pivot, refine, or reposition, you are not behind. You are growing. And sometimes the most powerful move you can make is stepping back to ask, what is this really becoming? And that is exactly what we do in a business clarity diagnostic. We step back, we look at the whole picture, and we decide to strategically what comes next. Learn more and book your session at theleaptolead.com/clarity. Now, as I promised, that's the second part of my three-part story. So I will see you next week for the third and final installment of my story.